and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight. I'm joined by Skylar Thompson as we come to you live from SUNY Delhi. It's the Delaware League girls and then the boys championships here for the 2023-2024 season. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, two games, but only two schools here, Sky, as we have South Courtright against Charlotte Valley in both games, and the girls are up first, so we were debating before the game, do you think we'll have the same size crowd or maybe a little bit less because it's only just these two schools, you don't have the kind of the changing between the girls and the boys, but fans continuing to trickle in and always a fun one to come over here for these games.
It really is. You and I have seen some great games over here, some very memorable ones for many reasons that we don't always have to get into, of course, but the thing is like we talked about, two same schools, but I'm going to tell you what, for matchup purposes, two great matchups tonight between both the boys and girls. Both teams played each other very close this year when they played against each other.
South Courtright is the one seed. They got here by defeating Gilboa / Wyndham, the combined team who was the four seed in the semifinals. And Charlotte Valley, kind of the darling of this tournament, the three seed, upsetting two seed Stamford Jefferson. They got past McKenna Hoyt, who averages 26 points a game. It's just the balance of this Charlotte Valley team, really the difference in getting them here. They're a young team, and, you know, I think it's exciting for them to be on the big stage here tonight.
And you and I talked before we got on the air about that balance, and their leading scorer is Ella Gerster at 11.3 points per game, but everyone else is basically right underneath that. They're capable of getting a lot of contributions from anywhere on the court, which makes them very dangerous. South Courtright, Addie Eckert at 20.1 points per game. That's going to be tough to stop. Let's see if they can do it tonight.
Addie is certainly one of the best in the area, probably about 5'10", 5'11", plays in the post but can step out and shoot it as well. She plays for my travel team in the off season, and she's just a joy to have around. And she knows there's a lot on the line here because, Sky, it's an unbelievable stat, but South Courtright girls come in. They've won 13 of these games in a row, 13 Delaware League Championship games in a row. They're going for 14. No pressure, right?
No, none at all. But I'll tell you right now, Charlotte Valley would love to be the team to knock them off, not only to get there first. It's been a while, according to the assistant coach, Bob Goble. But the last time they played was a nail-biter, 34-33, when South Courtright and Charlotte Valley played back on January 17th. So I'm expecting this one to be a nail-biter, too.
Yeah, I think this could be a very close game. A lot of years during that South Courtright streak, those teams that were going on to win the section and win the state, it was almost a foregone conclusion that they were going to win these games here. Tonight, I think it could be a very close game, so who knows, kind of flip a coin. Charlotte Valley girls haven't been here since 2016, the last time they won a championship back in 2010, so they were the last team to beat SK here in this game. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back here on the Butler Auto pregame show and talk a little bit more about South Courtright girls and Charlotte Valley. The boys will be later at 7:30, so stay tuned for that as well. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101.
at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to the Delaware League Girls Championship game here tonight. Charlotte Valley and South Courtright. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. And it's the Butler Auto pregame show here. And thanks for listening online tonight as well. WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU, also the home of our game audio archive, where you can go back and listen to any of these games anytime. So, boys game later, South Courtright and Charlotte Valley. That'll be a great game as well. But, you know, Sky, we always talk about in these games, you're out here on the bigger court. The hoops are kind of hanging out in the middle of nowhere compared to our small gyms where the wall is right behind it. Do you think any of that plays into it, as well as this is old hat for South Courtright? They've been here so many times. This is brand new territory for Charlotte Valley. Mix all those into a pot. How does that affect tonight's game?
And, you know, not to add something else onto there, but it's been a long time since either of these teams have played an actual game, like you and I were talking about before the air. The last time they played was back on February 6th. So you add in we haven't played a game in 9 days. You add in the different environment, the different backdrop. There's a lot of things that are going on tonight that sometimes people don't really think about on the grand scheme of things when it comes to the game. The pressure's already there anyway. But not having actually played a live game with a defender on you when you're trying to shoot at that speed. Oh, and by the way, it's a league championship game. There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. And, you know, a lot of people say, hey, why was there so much time between the semifinals and the finals? And I think for me, talking to all the different leagues, everybody has a little different philosophy. Well, would you rather have your league championship game maybe last week? You know, you have the semi and the finals pretty close to each other. Then you have a long break before sectionals. Sectionals starts next week. The brackets came out today. So the other option there is to maybe have the semifinals, have a week, then play in your league championship, and then your layoff between that and sectionals isn't that bad. So I guess it's depending on how each league wants to handle that philosophy-wise, but it's a tough time of year. You're going to have some long breaks, and you're going to have to battle through it if you want to go home with the championship today.
Yeah, and I'm going to be very curious to see how this game starts for both teams just because of that. I expect it to take a little bit to get back into the flow, the rhythm of the game. But with that being said, if one of these teams can come out really strong and maybe the other one have to play from behind early on, that's tough too.
The longer floor too, we've seen a lot of teams come in here and run out of gas, whether it be a league championship game or a sectional championship game. So the bigger floor usually, you know, whoever's in a little bit better shape, we've seen over the years traditionally here at SUNY Delhi has played into it as well. So that will be interesting to see. So, all right, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a break for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. South Courtright girls, the one seed here for the championship game against three seed Charlotte Valley. SK is in the home whites tonight with the royal blue trim. Says Rams across the front of the uniform there in the blue trim. Charlotte Valley is in the road maroon uniforms with the right white trim. Says CVCS across the front of the uniform there. A lot of people that maybe aren't used to the Delaware League, Charlotte Valley is Davenport. Davenport is Charlotte Valley. But we're going with the official name, so CV here tonight. All right, we'll take a break and be right back here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from
complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Okay, let's go through our starting lineups. Welcome back, everybody, for the Delaware League Girls Basketball Championship game. First, for the three-seed Charlotte Valley and head coach Brad Amadon. You know, Scott, before we do this, you got to give a lot of kudos to Brad Amadon. This job was open at the beginning of the year, and Brad, you know, basically had to step in and start very close to the year. Here he is. He's guided this team to the league championship game. That's impressive.
I actually think he started after the season already started, to my knowledge. I think they had already had a couple practices. The JV coach was the one, I think, running those practices. They had a situation where they had to fill the spot basically right at the last second. But what a job, as you said. Got to give a lot of credit there to that entire staff there in the school and the players, too. You know, when you have a coach come in after you've already started your season, a new one, it sometimes makes it a little difficult. But as you said, look where they are now.
Yeah. A berth in the league championship game, pretty cool. Another fun stat that we were told here, was this is the first time that the Charlotte Valley girls have been in this game with someone other than the great Ray Preston coaching since 1978. I mean, he's been an institution at Charlotte Valley. He's finally retired, and so Brad having to come in here after a little bit of uncertainty last year as well. And he took this job, and he's done a great job. All right, so finally, the starters here for Charlotte Valley. They will start with number 3, Kaylee Whitbeck. Number 5, Jessica Zuhl. Number 11, Natalie Amadon. Number 12, Brinley Wright. And number 22, Ella Gerster. On the other side for South Courtright and longtime head coach Josh Burrows. Again, they are going for their 14th straight league championship here tonight. They will start with number 00, Lauren Dengler. Number 4, Hannah Ransford. Number 21, Addie Eckert. She's one of the ones to watch here tonight, averaging just over 20 points a game. Number 23, Carly Drott. And number 24, Madison Reeves. So just to give you an idea here for Charlotte Valley, they start with a lot of underclassmen here. Gerster, just a junior. Wright is a sophomore. Amadon, a junior. Whitbeck, a senior. So certainly a team that, and Zuhl is a senior, but they have a lot of underclassmen here for this Charlotte Valley team. On the other side for South Courtright, as we did, we talked about their starters. Dengler, a senior, will be starting here, number 00. Ransford, a junior. Addie Eckert, just a junior as well. Carly Drop is a sophomore, and Madison Reeves, a sophomore as well. So actually both teams, a lot of youth here on the floor tonight, but Addie Eckert's got to be the key here tonight. You talked about she's right up there on our top scorers page on NateLull.com.
Yeah, I believe she's second behind Hoyt from Stanford Jefferson at 20.1 points per game. Very impressive. And, you know, you talked about history a little bit. We could talk about history for these two girls' programs for a long time with the talent that's gone through each of them, with these great players, with 1,000-point scorers, and just these girls that have gone on to have incredible college careers, maybe not even in basketball, but other sports they've played, too, at both schools.
Yeah, you think about it, Charlotte Valley under Ray Preston, all the runs that they had, especially in the 80s and 90s with winning sectionals and making deep state tournament runs. You talk about the South Courtright program, a trip to the state championship not too long ago in 2015 to the finals. They win it all back in the Jessica Lang days. So, I mean, this team, both these teams, have made it to the promised land many times, so not surprising to see them here tonight. Sky, if if you're talking to Charlotte Valley, again, I'm stuck on this point, but they're here against, you know, it's David versus Goliath in a way. What do you tell them right before you head out here for the tip-off to kind of get through these first few minutes of nerves?
And it's just that the first few minutes are the important ones, right? As I said, you don't want to bury yourself deep, but play our game, right? We got here for a reason. It wasn't just by luck. We beat some good teams. And the other thing is, too, we played them before. This isn't a brand-new team that we haven't faced. And last time we played them, it was a one-point game. We didn't get beat by 20 or anything like that. Play the way we can, and let's hope that we come out this time on top.
We're underway, and South Courtright will win the opening tip as they go left to right. Again, in the white with the blue trim. Charlotte Valley is in the maroon with the white. Rams with the ball. Here's Carly drop into the corner on the left side, setting it up on offense. They go to the high post for Dengler, dribbled it off her leg, but it was kept in here by the Rams with 10 on the shot clock. They'll zip one into the corner here for Madison Reeves. Down low for Eckert. Missed the chippy layup from inside, and a rebound here for Charlotte Valley. Good defense there by the Wildcats to settle in. And here comes Charlotte Valley going right to left. They go to Gerster. Top of the key, far side. Now looking for Jessica Zuhl into the corner for Amadon. Very good soccer program, this group as well. And they're figuring it out in basketball season. Down low to Gerster, and she scores on a little backdoor cut. Nicely done.
Very nice high-low right there from Charlotte Valley. I like their defensive possession, too, like you mentioned, the first time, too.
SK gets over midcourt as Charlotte Valley takes an early 2-0 lead with 6:55 to go in the first quarter. Right side here, and Madison Reeves takes it inside. It's partially blocked. Wildcats come away with it. Ahead back down the floor here for Charlotte Valley, and they score. Up off the glass there for Brinley Wright, a talented guard. Makes it 4-0 for Charlotte Valley.
Charlotte Valley in a little bit of a press here, and then they drop back to what appears to be a 2-3 zone.
SK going to the high post for Dengler. Passing one back out, and a straightaway jumper from the foul line is up and good for Hannah Ransford. Makes it 4-2 with 6:20 to go in the first quarter, and that's what the Rams need, settle in a little bit.
And South Courtright also in a press. Looks like both teams are on the same press, so they have two up front, two in the middle, and one back.
Steal at midcourt, ball is loose. Scooped back up by Charlotte Valley, right on the Broncos logo here at SUNY Delhi. Passing underneath here, and we're going to have a foul underneath, I believe, here on Addie Eckert, which could be huge. Yes, a foul on Addie. 2 minutes into the ball game, 4-2 lead for Charlotte Valley girls over SK.
And as you said, that's big. You have a scorer averaging 20 points a game. You don't want her in foul trouble.
Charlotte Valley to the left of the hoop. Their own offensive end, they'll get it in. A jumper from the left elbow is no good. Rebound here for the Wildcats, and we got a jump ball. Amadon got tied up. The arrow will keep it with Charlotte Valley. I want to thank all our special sponsors. We're going to have several throughout these two games tonight, as well as our games on Saturday that we'll be doing. They include SFCU, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, and Mirabito Energy Products. Charlotte Valley will look to get it in. Amadon will scoop it into the corner now, looking for Brinley Wright, and then a pass down low. And I got screened there by the officials, guys. We're right at courtside. What'd I miss?
Travel.
Traveling violation. When we sit courtside here, sometimes my angle to this hoop to our left, as there's a steal, gets cut off by a referee sometimes. Now we got a timeout taken by SK. Coach Burrows sees his team in a little bit of trouble and wants to regroup. 5:45 to go first quarter. Charlotte Valley girls leading 4-2 over SK on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull along with Skylar Thompson here. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Charlotte Valley girls leading 4-2, the Delaware League Championship. Sky, your thoughts? A good start here for Charlotte Valley.
Yeah, they had a couple nice plays offensively. We finished up the layup for the second bucket. The first one, very impressive with that high low for the backdoor cut, as you said, the layup there. Defensively, I like what they're doing as well. But we're very early on, as we said, you know, figuring out each other and getting a rhythm.
And here we go. Back up the floor. Here's Addie Eckert. will find Dengler on the far side and a foul on the right low block as Dengler tried to take it hard to the hoop. And we'll see who this foul is on for Charlotte Valley. 5:40 to go in this first quarter. This will send Dengler to the line. So Dengler settles in. First shot is a little off to the left, as it looks like that first foul is on Jessica Zuhl. Her first, team's first. And so Dengler will settle in here for shot number two, as again the crowd continues to trickle in, looking pretty packed on that far side. Dengler gets the second shot to go. And so that makes it Charlotte Valley 4, SK 3, and then Charlotte Valley looking like they threw it away. It's going to stay with the Wildcats. It was tipped by the SK defense. A low-scoring affair in the regular season between these two teams. Will we see that again? 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Charlotte Valley will get it in down the right side of the floor. Shot here from 15 feet off the mark, and no good for Kaylee Whitbeck. And then we're going to have an illegal screen here on the Rams with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. They got Ransford for that. Called the block.
And you mentioned that first game, it was 34-33. So low scoring is correct on that one.
Yeah, I remember talking to both coaches that night, and they said, hey, heck of a game. Anybody's win. And really kind of played out so that SK could get the one seed from winning that game. And it dumped Charlotte Valley down to the three. Now a turnover here on Charlotte Valley. A jump ball is going to give it back here to South Courtright. So Ransford, after getting that foul, will get the ball and bring it back down the floor. Ransford, right side. It's SK goes left to right. Ransford into the paint. Pump fakes, but then traveled and gives it back here to Charlotte Valley. With 5:20 to go in this first quarter, 4-3 our score. Charlotte Valley girls leading SK. Wildcats will pump it in, and the full court pressure continues here from South Courtright, and that could be key. Charlotte Valley breaking it this time with Brindley Wright across midcourt to Amadon. Into the corner here for the Wildcats. Thought about a three, but instead a little baseline drive. Up and under shot here for Wright. Won't go. Second chance. Knocked out of her hands. Ball is loose, and SK grabs it up. Good hustle by Dengler there to get that ball. 4:50 to go, first quarter. 4-3 our score. Charlotte Valley leading South Courtright. Rams have it. They go to Carly Drop. And she will pull it out. Back to the top of the key. A straightaway three here is up and off the mark and no good for South Courtright from Ransford. Amadon's looking to run down the floor, left side, and she puts it up and in. Good leak out there by Amadon. Sky, I'll be curious. Keep an eye on this. The college three-point line is much more pronounced on this court. And oftentimes I find that the high school kids, as the ball gets knocked out of bounds here, naturally just gravitate back towards that college line, and so they're firing threes that are a lot deeper.
And you mentioned that there's actually 3 3-point lines on this court, not just two. There's the high school one, the girls' college, and then the men's college. And you're right, the men's college is that bright white, so we'll see if that has an impact too.
Rams with the basketball. They'll fly one into the corner, and Carly drops. I don't care where the three is. That was deep enough, and she puts it in.
I was going to say, just as we mentioned the three-point line, we see one.
We're tied 6-6 now with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. A big shot there from Carly Drop. Back out for Charlotte Valley. They try a three. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go for Brindley Wright. Rebound for SK. 3:45 to go, first quarter in the Delaware League Girls Championship game here tonight. We're glad to have you along. Rams to the high post with Addie Eckert. Flips one into the corner. Dengler with the ball. Now back to the high post. Pull-up jumper for Ransford. No. Rebound Charlotte Valley. And over the back is called on SK. And Charlotte Valley continues to take away Addie Eckert here.
Yeah, we haven't really seen her get even a lot of touches in this game, let alone any good looks at the basket. I think she's taken one shot. And that was the very first or second possession of the game. So Charlotte Valley's making a point right now not to give her anything.
That's got to be the focus, and so far it's worked for the Wildcats on defense as we're tied 6-6 here in the league championship game. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Wildcats with the ball. Baseline drive here as Charlotte Valley goes right to left. They bring it back up to right. Into the corner now for Amadon. A three is good for Natalie Amadon. She's got a quick 5 points. And Charlotte Valley leads 9-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. SK breaking the pressure. And they'll take it inside for Madison Reeves. Her shot off the glass, a little too strong. Rebound for Gerster. Jump ball as Ransford tied her up. Arrow's going to keep it with Charlotte Valley. Gerster so tough on the glass for being a little bit of an undersized big. She gets the job done. 2:50 to go, first quarter. 9-6 our score. Charlotte Valley girls leading SK. Wildcats have it. They go right side. And another three from deep. Boy, was halfway down. Rattles out. Wouldn't go. Therefore, Jessica Zuhl out of bounds back to the Rams. Boy, if that goes down, that's an early lead that Charlotte Valley would love to see.
And Charlotte Valley making a couple subs right now. Amadon, and I didn't see who the other one was, coming out. Giving a little break here. Maybe the College Court trying to strategically play it to have stamina for the long run.
Yeah, Abby Vroman is into the game, as well as Cadence Losey here for Charlotte Valley. 2:25 to go in this first quarter. 9-6 is the score. Carly drop, pump fakes on a three. Takes it inside. Nice seal by Addie Eckert. Up and in. Well-designed play there, and she finishes.
And you mentioned a great seal by her. She got great position and sealed the defender off for an easy layup.
So that makes it Charlotte Valley 9, SK 8. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Live from SUNY Delhi. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Amadon for Charlotte Valley. As we hit 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Again, Charlotte Valley girls leading SK 9-8. We'll be back on CDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 9-8 the score. Charlotte Valley girls leading SK here from SUNY Delhi in the Delaware League Championship game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney in the WCDO studios. Out of the timeout, a three from straightaway is no good for Charlotte Valley. A rebound goes to Addie Eckert of South Courtright.
And I think that was the case right there, that white line. She was a few inches off that white line even. So that high school three compared to the college is a big difference.
Dengler with a pass down low finds Eckert. Missed it from in close. And that's one that Addie usually will finish nine times out of ten. Just couldn't get it to go. So it remains a 9-8 game for Charlotte Valley over SK with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter in this Delaware League girls game. Wildcats with the ball. Reversing it far side, but Dengler was there. And she got her fingertips on it, hit it out of bounds. Again, want to thank all our special sponsors here, including Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center, and Morabito Gresham Insurance. And so Charlotte Valley, I should say, will have the ball in front of the SK bench here. And just a little issue with the clock that they're working out at the scorer's table. Had a lot of special support for this game. And we'll be recognizing all those sponsors throughout tonight's two games, as well as the four games we're going to be bringing you on Saturday as well. Wildcats with the ball. They get it back up to the top of the key. Here's Ella Gerster, steps through, but she traveled. And that'll give it back to the Rams with 1:18 to go first quarter. And so Carly Dropp will work it in. And some more of that light pressure, I would call it, from Charlotte Valley. They're not trapping that hard, but they're making it difficult for SK to get near midcourt. Finally, they get across. Left side for Eckert. And they go to the high post, Dengler. Back out here for Ransford. Dribble drive, and then she travels. Got stuck in a tough spot and had to give it up with a minute to go in the first quarter. Still a one-point game.
And as you mentioned, that Charlotte Valley press isn't like full-on right up in you, but I think they're just trying to slow it down a little bit, give them less time in the half court.
Ball to midcourt is taken back here by the Rams, and then a foul on Charlotte Valley. So the errant pass is not only a turnover, but they also pick up a foul there on Abby Vroman.
And you're seeing the opposite in the press from South Courtright. They're right up on you, trying to force a turnover, get a steal, anything like that.
SK has it now, going left to right again in the white with the blue trim. Carley drop in the right corner, reversing it. They'll wheel it around the world to the left side. Dengler, left corner. Back up for Ransford to the high post. Eckert steps through, and she's fouled as she tries to go up from the right low block. And that's where Addie can be so dangerous. You put her in a situation like that.
Yeah, you mentioned you coached her. So as Coach Nate Lall, what's the game plan there?
No, Addie, you put her in that high post situation. You tell her to be tall. She's such a good target, and she's so good. We saw in that last play, body position, getting a seal, a lot of the little things in her game. As she misses the first foul shot here, it's not the flashy things with Addie. It's the simple, basic things. You put her in a position to succeed, and she's going to a majority of the time. Second shot here for Addie is good. And so she puts that up and in. 3 points early here for Addie Ecker. Now another steal by SK. So we're tied 9-9. That press really paying off dividends. Looking to try to get it inside to Eckert there, but she's double-teamed. Ball on the floor, and then we'll have a whistle. Boy, Gerster took a heck of a shot to the face there as they were trying to guard Eckert on the interior, and now she's going to have to go to the bench. As she got popped, I think she might have the old bloody nose there from trying to defend on the low post. And essentially, that is what Charlotte Valley is doing. They're trying to front and back Eckert. And she was just kind of a casualty there of an elbow that went flying through. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied 9-9. We're going to take a break as they'll do a little cleanup here at SUNY Delhi for the Delaware League Championship game on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Only 33 seconds left in the first quarter. They have cleaned everything up here on the court as Ella Gerster now has gone to the locker room, bloody nose, so they had to do all the proper cleanup on the floor, and so we took a little bit of a break there. But our score is still 9-9 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And, of course, want to thank all our special sponsors here today, including the South Courtright Youth Association, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport. Out of the timeout, they go right inside to a posted-up Addie Eckert, hits the layup and is fouled, just like they drew it up in the timeout there, Sky.
And you had mentioned how Gerster was playing a great job down low on defense. Well, they went right where she was and threw it right in there, and you already see right there what happens.
Yeah, Addie just was able to seal off and went up strong and finished and cannot make the foul shot. I know the Armadillos don't practice, but if we did, she'd be shooting foul shots. So SK with the ball. They do get the rebound here. They'll keep it alive with 20 seconds to go here in this first quarter. They go right back inside to Eckert, and we got a jump ball. Great defense there by Charlotte Valley to make sure she couldn't get that up high. The Arrow will keep it with SK with 20 seconds left, first quarter. SK girls leading 11-9. Rams get it in. Nora Trimble will work one back up to Madison Reeves. SK going right to left, into the corner for Carly Drop. Drop, they leave her open for a three, and that's too strong off the back of the rim. 6 seconds left. Charlotte Valley with one last push here. I don't think they realize how much time is left, and they're not going to get the shot off. It's not in time, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books in the Delaware League Championship game. SK girls lead Charlotte Valley 11-9 on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here at SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson here. And the SK girls leading Charlotte Valley 11-9. Your thoughts after the first 8 minutes of play here, Sky?
I think we got a good game, right what we thought we were going to have, pretty much. Charlotte Valley took an early lead there. SK battles back. Now they have a lead. It's kind of what I was expecting for it to happen. You saw it there at the end of the quarter, though. SK really starting now to work it inside a little bit. Not sure if that's because Gerster's out of the game right now for Charlotte Valley or not, but it looks like they're definitely making more of a focus to work the ball down low.
Some other special sponsors for these two teams here today include Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright, our good friend Brent Trimble at Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, as well as the good folks at Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart. All right, start the second quarter. Charlotte Valley will have the basketball at midcourt. Natalie Amadon, one of the leading soccer stars in the area in terms of putting the ball in the back of the net, will do the inbounding duties. Amadon with the ball to the right side, wants to pump it to the interior. Ball gets stripped out of there. It's loose. Both teams scrambling for it, and we will have the jump ball, which will give it back to SK. You got to applaud the hustle of both sides here so far. When that ball has been on the floor tonight, Sky, both teams have been head first diving out for it.
They're playing like they could win a league championship right now.
They are. They are. Rams have it in the backcourt, and it's stolen away. Good defense here by Charlotte Valley. To the interior, we'll have a foul as Brindley Wright tried to go up for the layup. And this will send the talented Brindley Wright to the line. Just a sophomore, has put up some big numbers and some big minutes here for Charlotte Valley. First shot at the line is good here for Brindley Wright. Pretty balanced scoring on both sides. Leading scorer for Charlotte Valley is Natalie Amadon with five. Addie Eckert with five on the other side for SK. Wright goes 2 for 2 at the line. She now has 4 points. We're tied at 11 here in the Delaware League Championship game. And now a turnover for South Courtright on a double dribble. And that pressure, Sky, continues to just kind of gnaw away at SK a little bit, it seems.
And the thing is, when they play off a little bit like that, the passing lanes sometimes are not there because they're so dropped back. So you're feeling a little bit of the pressure, but it's not really there, but you think you've got to make that pass.
Yeah, well said. Seems to be working. As here is Charlotte Valley with the ball again. Oh, they try to pass through the paint. South Courtright read that perfectly. And a steal by Carly Drop. Drop down the right side of the floor. Will feed one to the far side now. Finds its way back to Drop on the right side. Pull-up jumper for her. Hit the rim twice. No. Rebound, Addie Ecker. Puts it back up. Won't go. Drop with another chance. That's also off the mark. And somehow SK picks up their fourth rebound of this possession. And then a reach-in foul on Charlotte Valley. 3 point-blank looks, but the lid is on the rim down there.
But great job getting offensive rebounds, though. We're not getting the shot to go in, but they're battling and getting the offensive rebound. And the more opportunities you have, the better chance you're going to have.
So the Rams will inbound the basketball to the left of the hoop here with Carly Drop. They find Addie Eckert. Her pull-up jumper is off the mark. Pulled back down here by South Courtright, though. They keep this possession again to the right side. Reeves for three. That's too strong. And finally, Charlotte Valley will get a rebound and a foul. Reeves was crashing the boards. Amadon boxed her out, and she went crashing into her.
Frustrating part for their South Courtright. You got a lot of great looks, and I mean a lot. They got a ton of offensive rebounds. They just couldn't get the ball in the basket.
Yeah, six shots on that possession, but none would go down for the Rams. So Charlotte Valley keeps this a tie ball game, 11-11, with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Zuhl will feed one back to right. They continue to work it around. Back to Amadon, left side. Now back to the right. Step in for a long two here for Charlotte Valley. That won't go down for Jessica Zuhl. And then another jump ball on the rebound. Arrow this time will keep it with the Wildcats. And again, bodies flying for that loose ball as a couple of different players were slow to get up. 6:25 to go, second quarter. We're tied 11-11. And here's Ella Gerster back into the game with a smile on her face, much to the delight of the Charlotte Valley fans. Good to see her back out there so fast.
And with a smile, like you said.
Came charging back into the game with a big smile after getting that bloody nose all taken care of. Ball loose after a shot by Charlotte Valley. We're going to have a foul here on the Wildcats. And it will be on Gerster, who just checked back in as she was jockeying for that rebound.
Made her presence felt early.
And she was going hard after that ball, but just couldn't get there in time. First foul on her. SK's got to get it over midcourt. They don't, and it's stolen by Charlotte Valley. Ahead for Brindley Wright, up and in. And the press once again makes SK panic, and Brindley Wright's got 6 points. And then a turnover by SK at midcourt.
This press for Charlotte Valley is very interesting because it's not, like, when people think of press, they think of right up on you. They're sagged off just enough to where those passing lanes kind of aren't there, and they're kind of, I hate to say, lulling them to sleep. But they are in a way because they're not moving the ball up the court that much, but there's no passing lane either.
Amadon, right side three, just off the front of the rim. Rebound for the Rams. And then Reeves will walk it up the floor. It's almost like, hey, we're going to put you in a position. You make a decision. And they're gambling that they're going to make the wrong decision. Reeves with a shot from the foul line. It won't go. Picked back up by Carly Drop. Inside again for Reeves. Off the glass and good for Madison Reeves. A much-needed bucket there for SK.
And like you said, they're not really up on you, so you kind of think you have time or it's not that difficult, but they put them in tough spots.
Gerster down the floor. Her shot from in the paint won't go. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Wildcats. We're tied 13-all with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. A jumper here for Charlotte Valley will not go from the left side. Draws air. Out of bounds for Jessica Zuhl, and now back to SK. Feels like we're in another low-scoring affair here in this 13-13 game in the Delaware League Championship. Eckert will feed one ahead for Madison Reeves. She lost control of it. And another steal back here for Charlotte Valley. Brindley Wright will pull it down. Thinking about a three, now she pulls the trigger and hits. And Brindley Wright is up to 9 points. You cannot leave her that open. Charlotte Valley leads 16-13. Rams have it with Addie Eckert. Across midcourt here for Addie. Splits two defenders, wants to take it inside, misses the right-handed layup, but won't go down, but a rebound for Dengler. Good play by Addie, it just wouldn't fall. Drop with the basketball. Rams trailing by three. And tied up, and Charlotte Valley will take it away. Wildcats have it, another steal. That time picked up by Kaylee Whitbeck. Left side to the high post here for Gerster. Steps in. Her jumper off to the left side of the hoop, out of bounds, going back to SK. With 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sky, one thing I've noticed about Charlotte Valley, no nerves at all, from what I can tell.
Not that we can tell, right? But they're getting a lot of steals, too. So at halftime, I'm expecting, obviously, SK to go over that and figure out a different game plan.
Rams with the ball. Ransford's got to get it over, and it's a 10-second call. And again, that stingy defense almost daring SK to make a pass. I feel like it's in their heads now.
at this point, it has to be, right? I mean, every time it seems like there's been a steal or something's happened, and as mentally right now, as you said, it's got to be just there.
3:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 16-13. Charlotte Valley girls leading here in the Delaware League Championship game. Gerster on the low block will kick one into the corner for Amadon. Pump fakes. Inside, Whitbeck, her jumper, too strong. Rebound, Addie Eckert. And so SK back down the floor, trailing by three. Eckert traveled. Feels like SK pushing a little bit right now as they try to work their way back in. Only down three in one possession, but forcing it a little bit.
And I was just going to say, it feels like they're playing like they're down by more than three. The important thing is to note, you're down by one possession right now. You can slow it down, not too much, you got to get across half court, but slow it down, take your time, get a shot you want.
It's funny though, Sky, doesn't it feel like when one team in this scenario is up by three, it feels like more? At least it does to me.
It feels like more right now to me.
Pass to the inside here for Charlotte Valley. Dishing one off for Gerster. Hits the shot and she's fouled. Ella Gerster with 4 points on the night, and she's going to the line looking for a three-point play here. And Charlotte Valley leads 18-13 with 3:10 to go in the second quarter.
I wish our viewers were able to see, or listeners were able to see that, because that was an incredible cut and pass around the defender.
Gerster to the line, and the foul shot is good. So this matches, I believe, the biggest lead of the night for Charlotte Valley. They now lead by 6, 19-13. And can SK settle back in? Still just a 6-point game. Rams with the ball. Eckert will feed one for Carly Drop. Now back to Eckert, left side. Addie wants to take it into the interior, and her layup again won't go. Rebound, Dengler. Her shot is off the mark, and a rebound for Charlotte Valley. Two solid looks there for the Rams. It won't go down. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Charlotte Valley with the ball. They go to Zuhl on the left side for three. Yes! A three by Jessica Zuhl, and a timeout is taken by SK. Don't look now, folks. Charlotte Valley 22, SK 13. 2.5 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Charlotte Valley girls now leading SK 22-13 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter in the Delaware League Championship game live here from SUNY Delhi. Some sponsors tonight here from over in Delaware County. We have Clark Farms Creamery of Delhi, Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, and DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. All right, we're back underway. Rams out of the timeout, losing the ball at midcourt. Gerster gets tied up there with Addie Eckert. And a jump ball. This time we'll keep it with the Rams. Sky, what can SK do with this last 2:20 before the halftime break to just try to stop the bleeding a little bit?
Well, you got to, I hate to say, get across half court, but I feel like they have to get across half court and get into their offense. I mean, that time, there's already 19 seconds. They just barely crossed in time again. And their offense has to get doing something.
Drop with the left side of the floor here. They've had good looks. Shots have not been falling here for the Rams. Think about all those possessions where they had three or four looks and couldn't score. Eckert, yes, in the paint, hits the shot and is fouled with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. A big bucket there for Addie Eckert. She's now got 7 points. And I think, as you said earlier, Skies, our score is now 22-15. If you're SK, you don't have to panic. There's still so much of this game left. If you could make it manageable right before halftime, you got to go in feeling pretty good about that. As Eckert to the line, hits it. She's got 8.
And the thing is, we're down by six right now, but think of how many open looks, as you said, that we normally make. I mean, there was one possession, we got six offensive rebounds and didn't score. If you're going to tell me that's going to continue, I disagree.
Now here's a steal at midcourt by Carly Dropp, and she's fouled as she takes it inside. And now Carly Dropp's going to head to the line as she was going up for that layup. And this is a perfect scenario for SK. Get to the line, a free chance for some points here late in the second quarter. And Drops' shot is good at the line. She's got four. I think if you're Charlotte Valley here too, you get that lead, you get a little adrenaline rush here, and now here comes SK charging back as Drop now has 5 points. Drops that one right in.
I've been thinking that so many times, but I already used lulling them to sleep, so I didn't want to take all of them.
Well, I'm sure we'll use a few more of those for Carly here tonight. And now Charlotte Valley stepping out of bounds, and SK is going to get it back. Wow. So just when you think Charlotte Valley is going to hit the gas, SK has chipped it right back. Maybe that's the experience of being here so many times.
And you have coaching experience, too, where the coach can, you know, bring them back in, relax them, and say, hey, let's just do this or whatever, you know.
Coach Burrow's one of the best at that, just keeping his team calm. Rams have it in the right corner. Their own offensive end. They go inside Madison Reeves. Her jumper a little too strong. Gets her own rebound. Tied up on the rebound, and a jump ball is going to give it back to Charlotte Valley.
I will say the Charlotte Valley team is scrappy.
Very. You are not going to get an easy rebound. I mean, how many jump balls? I wish we had a stat on that tonight. There's been several.
Should have told me to keep track. I'm sorry.
No, it's, you know, we were doing it in the game last week, and you're amazed at how many there actually are. But there's certainly been more than average tonight, I would say. 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Charlotte Valley girls leading 22-18 over South Court Wright. Delaware League Championship game live from SUNY Delhi. We got a good one so far. Brindley Wright with a pass down low, stepped out of bounds, going back to SK with 1:03 to go in the second. And again, we talked about the crowd. I'm looking behind us. I'm looking on the far side. Not many seats left to be had. This is a great crowd for some championship basketball. Rams to midcourt. What do we got here? Boy, there's a couple different things you could call. And it looks like it's going to stay with SK.
I believe a kick.
I was going to say, it looked like a kick. But she was right on the half-court line. Didn't know if maybe she stepped over and back there. Just from a glance at it. SK's going to pull it back in now with Carly Dropp in the corner. Lost control of it. Ball somehow finds its way to Dengler. Her jumper is off the mark. Rebound finds its way to Addie Eckert. Inside now for Madison Reeves. Her shot, no. SK wanted a foul on that. They didn't get it. Back up the floor now for Charlotte Valley with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Pass inside Gerster. Her jumper too strong. Rebound Dengler. Good opportunity here for the Rams. Dengler across midcourt and the Broncos logo here at SUNY Delhi. Drop for three. Right side. Too strong. Too much hot sauce on it. Rebounded, though, by the Rams. Dengler back out. Finds Drop on a cut. Misses the layup. 10 seconds left. Rebound Charlotte Valley. Golden opportunity for SK, and they couldn't do it. Amadon with 5 seconds. Works one back out. Zuhl with a deep three. That's off the mark, and that'll bring us to halftime. Wow, a great first half. Charlotte Valley leading 22-18. Sky, if you're the Wildcats, you're up by four at half. If you told them that coming in, I think they'd take it.
I think they would, and, you know, they were just up nine, not like about 2 minutes ago, I feel like. So they've got to be happy with how they played. But SK's got to be happy, too, because, as I said, a lot of shots that they would normally make, like that last layup right there, got a wide-open layup and it just bounced around. So they got to be happy that they're not actually down by more as well.
SK had two good chances there to cut it to two within the last 30 seconds or so, just couldn't convert. That seemed to be part of the story of the first half for them, is just some good shots from in close that wouldn't quite go down. So, all right, we'll take a break. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes here from SUNY Delhi. The Delaware League Girls Championship game, it's 22-18. Charlotte Valley on top of South Courtright here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
On WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back to SUNY Delhi here, Clark Fieldhouse, home of the SUNY Delhi Broncos. Our halftime score here, the Delaware League Girls Championship basketball game, 22-18 at the break. Charlotte Valley Girls on top of South Courtright. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, as Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Scoring summary in the first half. First for Charlotte Valley. 9 points from sophomore Brindley Wright. A couple of shots from the outside that looked real good. She's been the leader so far. Five apiece for Natalie Amadon and Ella Gerster. And three for Jessica Zuhl. Good outside shooting has been key for Charlotte Valley here in the first half. On the other side for SK, a team-high 8 points for Addie Eckert. Five from Carly Dropp. Two for Madison Reeves. Two for Hannah Ransford. One for Lauren Dengler. I would say for SK, shooting has not been that great so far. They've had a lot of good looks that would not go down. We'll see what the second half brings. But, Sky, your thoughts on a fun first half? I think if you're an SK fan, you know, that number, 13 in a row, does it make you a little nervous at halftime if you're down four, or you've just been here so many times? What do you think?
I think it's we've been here before. You know, we have that tradition 13 years in a row. I mean, that speaks to it right there. They've got, we already mentioned it, the coaching experience is there as well. He's been in this position before. And as I said, if you're at halftime right now, we've gotten great looks. We got six offensive rebounds with our six opportunities one time down the floor, and we didn't capitalize. We got to just be down four right now. We're actually fortunate. So we changed those things, and we're right back in the lead probably. On the flip side, for Charlotte Valley, we got to take care of the ball. And when we do, and we take good shots, we're making them.
Yes.
That's the thing. Is the times they haven't scored is because shot selection hasn't been there, or they've made some mistakes that are definitely able to be cleaned up. But they're shooting a very high percentage right now.
And you don't often see the small school teams that don't play on this court come in here and shoot that well. It's not as big as Oneonta State or anything, but it's definitely bigger than your average high school gym. There's quite a gap between the basket and the wall, which, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, that shouldn't matter and et cetera. But I am a firm believer for small school kids that it does make a difference. I mean, you've coached at the small school level. Do you believe that it makes a difference?
I do. And having played in the Binghamton Arena when I was at Oneonta, which is a completely different animal than even this,
yes.
I do believe that it makes a difference. But, you know, going back to that, you know, maybe that you're seeing that a little bit. You mentioned Addie Eckert for South Court, right? There's been shots that she'll normally make that it hasn't. And even if they're close in, it does throw it off just enough sometimes to where shots you normally make, you don't.
Addie's had a couple of really nice get it at the high post, make a move, go up, and looks like she's going to finish easily, and it kind of rolls off the backside of the rim. So if Addie can, you know, get that together, that's certainly going to help SK for sure. We want to thank all our special sponsors here today. We have a ton of sponsors for not only tonight's two games, but we're doing the MAC and the Tri-Valley games on Saturday. We're going to do four games in a row, starting at 1 o'clock from Unadilla Valley High School, the two MAC games, followed by the two Tri-Valley games. So we have a ton of sponsors. If you can't get over to Unadilla Valley or you don't want to spend all day, you can certainly listen to us on WCDO or WCDOsports.com. Just to put it out there, I know a lot of people love to try to sync up our broadcast with a streaming service. The UV YouTube channel will also be available on Saturday, so you can certainly watch the game there if you can't get over there to Unadilla Valley. But the South Courtright Youth Association, a big sponsor here for these two games tonight, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. I saw our good friend Brent Trimble walking around here earlier. Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Clark Farms Creamery of Delhi, Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, they are always so supportive, as well as Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, right down the road here from SUNY Delhi. I believe I saw a story earlier this week that some of their equipment was at the Super Bowl last weekend. So cool that some of that is made right here in our backyard. So, all right, our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, 22-18, Charlotte Valley girls leading SK. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter shortly here on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the third quarter here. They actually just inbounded the ball as we were coming in from break and then had to come back and redo it again. So here we go again, 22-18 our score. SK will have the ball now going right to left to start the second half.
They didn't stop the music.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yep.
Yeah, music didn't stop. Kind of have to shut that off to start the third quarter here. Here's Carly drop, a three for SK, rolls in and out. But a rebound for the Rams. So they'll pump one back out. Rebound was on the far side by Hannah Ransford. SK's in the white with the blue trim. Charlotte Valley is in the maroon with the white trim. Rams have it in the corner, and Ransford couldn't hold on to it. Pass was too hot through her hands and out of bounds. So 30 seconds into the third quarter, Charlotte Valley still leading by four, 22-18.
South Courtright staying in the press like they did in the first half. I like that move for them.
Wildcats look to get it in, and they do to Brindley Wright. Wright is in the backcourt. Feeding one ahead to Amadon as now Charlotte Valley goes left to right. Amadon back near midcourt. Shuffles off a defender, gets into the paint, kicks one out. Wide open Brindley Wright. She couldn't catch it cleanly and couldn't pull the trigger. They go to Amadon instead. Far side for a long two. It's short. Rebound SK. Here's Dengler down the floor. Crossing midcourt. Inside for drop. She'll put the brakes on. Feed one to Addie Eckert in the right corner. Back out Ransford. SK being patient, 15 on the shot clock. Here's drop with a reverse layup. Instead finds its way to Addie Eckert on the rebound, and she's fouled as she brought that one down and tried to go back up. So Eckert will head to the line with 6:50 to go here in this third quarter. I think it's going to be important. We talked about it throughout tonight's game. How can they establish Addie Eckert, get her the ball, because she could either score or get to the line just like this as she hits the first one.
Yeah, and Charlotte Valley's defense did a good job. She still got 8 points, and now she's at nine. But they did a very good job of taking away and making it difficult on her. And I expect them to continue, obviously, to do that in the second half.
10 now for Addie Eckert. As she has just been tremendous, especially in the second half of the season. Now a steal by Addie off her hands, out of bounds. It'll stay with Charlotte Valley. She had a stretch of four straight games where she had a double-double and was over 30 points in each of those games. So she's been tremendous.
Wow.
Yeah, every night it was like, again? Every time that coach would call me up with the stats, it was another impressive number. 6.5 to go here in the third. Charlotte Valley has the ball, leading by two. Trying to take down the Giant. Zuhl in the corner for three. Got it. Jess Zuhl has now got 6 points on 2 3-pointers and back to a 5-point lead. That's a big one for the Wildcats. They lead 25-20. Here's Carly drop down the left side. Feeding one to the interior for Addie Eckert. Steps through, and they'll say a foul on the floor with 6:15 to go here in the third in a 25-20 game. Charlotte Valley on top. couple of the Wildcats, I think, have tried to plead their case that they're getting beat up on the interior. Shot clock had to get reset there, I believe. And so they're going to redo this inbound. Again, early third quarter. SK trailing by five here in the Delaware League Girls Championship game. Pass inside for Addie Eckert. Yes, and she's fouled. And she's really making herself known on the inside. Addie now with 12. And could cut it back to a two-point game if she hits this foul shot here. Again, Addie standing at about 5'11", maybe 6 foot, as she hits the foul shot. Has been a tough matchup on the inside. Charlotte Valley's done a whale of a job on defense. Just hard to contain her all the time. 25-23, Charlotte Valley leading by two. Here from SUNY Delhi. We're glad to have you along. At the high post, now a steal, but just at the last minute, a foul on the reach-in as Amadon was trying to pass out in harm's way. And we'll have a whistle. Back and forth game here as SK will go back to the bench and Nora Trimble will come in for Hannah Ransford. No matter how this game ends up later, after the final whistle, we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, so make sure you stick around for that. Charlotte Valley doing the inbounding duties. They find Amadon. Pump fakes on the left side. On the baseline, they find Ella Gerster. Her shot partially blocked. Eckert trying to grab it. The ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Wildcats. A wild fray on that rebound there. Both teams were fighting for it. Coach Amadon having a word with the Zebra crew here. So that's got to be something. Charlotte Valley gets the ball in. They go to Jess Zuhl, who's currently got the hot hand. They find her on the right side in front of the Charlotte Valley bench. Same side as we are for our broadcast position. Brindley Wright, who had 9 points in the first half to lead the way, goes to Amadon. Left side, 15 on the shot clock. Charlotte Valley working it around. They get it to the inside, the pull-up jumper, no. In and out, rebound for SK with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Hot shooting is what got Charlotte Valley here in their upset victory over Stanford Jefferson in the semifinals. And they've been shooting it well here tonight, but a little cold to start this third quarter. Here's Trimble off the bench, a long two, left it short. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Rams. 5 minutes to go in the third. Charlotte Valley leading 25-23 in the Girls Delaware League Championship game. Rams on the baseline. They'll work it in. And they go to Trimble at the top of the key as SK goes right to left. Feeding one for Carly Drop. A three in the corner for Carly. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound loose on the floor. Trimble picks it up and is fouled. That ball seemed to be hanging there on the rebound. Trimble comes out of nowhere, grabs it, and is fouled. And will go to the line to shoot two. And to me, Sky, it seems like SK winning the battle of the glass right now on the rebounding front.
Charlotte Valley looks a step slower this half than they did in the first half to me. And that might go back to the court size like we had talked about early on.
Dengler hits the first shot, cannot get the second. But Eckert with a rebound, rips it down. Will feed one back out. So SK now trailing 25-24. 4:40 to go in the third and a turnover by SK as Trimble shuffled their feet near the foul line. Everybody on pins and needles here, I would say. That's the vibe I'm getting from this crowd for this girls' game with 4:40 to go in the third. A back-and-forth affair between the Wildcats and the Rams. Amadon to the far side. Ball is knocked away, and the Rams will pick it up. Madison Reeves to the interior, and somehow in traffic hits that shot and scores. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Charlotte Valley as SK jumps ahead 26-25. 4.5 to go in the third in the Delaware League Championship game. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. So the SK girls jump back ahead of Charlotte Valley, 26-25, with about 4.5 to go here in the third quarter of the Delaware League Championship game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. Wildcats will have the ball out of the timeout. And now a steal by Dengler of South Courtright. Takes it in and it's fouled by Brindley Wright. And the momentum has shifted back to South Courtright as Dengler will head to the line here with 4:13 to go in the third.
You mentioned SK getting frustrated in the second half, and you can kind of see that. Right now I'm seeing the exact opposite. Charlotte Valley players looking frustrated.
Yeah, they really are. And much like SK was having trouble in the first half, Dengler can't get the first shot to go here. It seems to be getting that ball over half court has provided a problem here for Charlotte Valley in the second half. A lot of time still to fix that, though. Dengler, second shot. That won't go. So 0 for 2 at the line for Dengler, and that doesn't help. They come away empty on that trip. And so Charlotte Valley will look to get it in. And again, more full court pressure. Dengler sells out. Almost got a steal there, but it bounced off of her hands. Oh, they're going to actually call a foul on her here for reaching in. A little too aggressive there. So 4:12 to go in the third. It's 26-25. South Courtright girls leading Charlotte Valley. Now a steal on the inbounds pass. And the pressure is really frustrating the Wildcats. And we will have a foul on Charlotte Valley here. So SK stole it. And then there was a trap and a foul. So this is going to send Dengler to the line because, believe it or not, Sky, five team fouls here on Charlotte Valley so far in this quarter, only two on SK.
And we're not even right yet halfway through the quarter.
Dengler gets the first one to go. That gives SK a two-point lead, 27-25. Second shot, Dengler is good. So it's 28-25 now. SK leading by three here in the Delaware League Championship game. Wildcats across midcourt, looking to set it up, and they just do not look like themselves here in this second half after such a smooth opening half for the Wildcats. Charlotte Valley with the ball. Emadon, right side, zipping it across the defense for Zuhl. Zuhl dribbles out of trouble, goes back to Emadon, five on the shot clock. They're going to have to shoot. I don't know if they're aware or not. Brindley Wright steps in, has to heave one, and it won't go. And oh, then a traveling violation. SK got the rebound. And Nora Trimble was waiting for the whistle on the shot clock, took a couple of steps, and they said, going back to Charlotte Valley. Unfortunate break. And she's upset with herself. 3:35 to go here in the third. Charlotte Valley will look to get it in. They loft it up top and will successfully get the ball in here, but just barely. Emadon, left side, and the Wildcats really struggling to get an open look. They go to Zuhl. She is open on the right side. Her three is too far. Too much mustard on it. Out of bounds. Last touch by SK, though, as Carly Drop got her hand on it, but couldn't corral it in. Wildcats with the ball, trailing by three with 3:20 to go in this third quarter. Delaware League Championship game. Live from SUNY Delhi. And now the officials are going to get together and chat about something here. We do have the three-man crew working tonight.
I'm not sure what they could be discussing right now.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to move where the ball is. Okay, they're going to reset the shot clock.
Interesting.
So they'll reset the shot clock here and look to get it in. Into the corner now for Natalie Emadon. And she gets tripped up. It's going to be a foul on SK. Team third. Trying to think back to that last possession.
Was it? I don't know.
I don't know why they did that.
well, even if still, it wouldn't have been a full reset, though.
All right. Well, one of the officials tonight, Kevin Leshansky in the building here. Rob, excuse me. I'm thinking of young Leshansky. We'll have to ask him next time he comes over to the table. 3:05 to go here in the third. Pass inside for Ella Gerster, and we got a foul on the low block here on Eddie Eckert with 3 minutes to go here in the third. I believe this is going to be on Eckert. Yep, that's her second. Team's fourth. And if we can ask Mr. Leshansky when he comes over, he always is good about giving us an explanation. So Charlotte Valley will get it in. Straight away three here for Brindley Wright. Just in the nick of time. Hits it. And Brindley's got 12, and we're back tied up at 28.
And that's what we were talking about. When they get their shot, they're making them. It's just a matter of actually getting the shot off.
28-28, and that, let's see if that puts some pep in the step back for Charlotte Valley. Both teams have kind of gone through the peaks and valleys of this game so far. Now we got a jump ball. It's going to go back to Charlotte Valley as Carly Drop got tied up in the right corner with 2:35 to go in the third. 28-28. This ball game. Four South Courtright girls have won 13 in a row. They're going for 14 tonight. An amazing streak here in the Delaware League Championship game. Now a steal at midcourt. Carly Drop is fouled as she tries to take it in. And got to see how many. Yeah, this is three on Brindley Wright. That's costly. And it's going to send Drop to the line. And again, that little pressure near midcourt pays off for the Rams. 2:27 to go in the third, and Drop will settle in. And cannot get the first one to go. It's swirled around the world and wouldn't go down. Foul shooting is going to be so clutch down the stretch here for both teams. Second shot for Drop at the line is good. Carly Drop now with 6 points. Gives SK a 29-28 lead with 2:20 to go here in the third. Charlotte Valley will come across midcourt. And a foul there with 2:18 to go in the third. So Charlotte Valley will have the ball here near midcourt.
No, two free throws, Nate.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that was the fifth. And so this will send Charlotte Valley to the line with Natalie Emmadon. So just a few minutes ago it was 5-2 in terms of the fouls, but now SK has racked up a couple in a row. And this will send Natalie to the line. Her first shot is good. Emmadon with 6 points. Ties this game up at 29. Second shot for Emmadon. Good. 7 points now for her. And Charlotte Valley retakes the lead 30-29 with 2:15 to go in the third. And to the high post. Here is Dengler. As SK brings it back down the floor, going right to left. Inside Addie Eckert. Pull up from the foul line is good for Addie. And she's got 15. Gives SK the lead, 31-30, with 2 minutes to go in the third. Wildcats have it, going left to right. Here is Zuhl on the right side of the floor, into the corner, wants Brindley Wright. They've left her in the game, even though she's playing with those three fouls. On the rebound, SK comes out of there with it. Lauren Dengler, right side of the floor. She'll pump the brakes and pull it back out. They try to go inside for Addie Eckert, and up off the glass, and good for Addie. Just really established herself there. Got the pass and scored. She's got 17. Back to a three-point lead here for the Rams, 33-30. And Charlotte Valley answers. They break the press and find Kaylee Whitbeck for the bucket. Makes it 33-32. Boy, a back-and-forth barn burner here from SUNY Delhi in the Delaware League Championship game. 1:10 left in the third. SK with the ball. They go to Carly Drop. The pace is picked up here a little bit. They go to Madison Reeves for three. Wide left. Bounced off the side of the rim. Rebound Nora Trimble for SK. Back to Dengler from the foul line. Her shot too strong. Eckert with a rebound. Puts it up. That's off the mark. SK keeps it alive again. Trimble in the corner. A long three is good for Nora Trimble. Fourth time's the charm there for SK on that possession. They lead 36-32. We're going to have a blocking foul here on SK right in front of the scorer's table with 40 seconds left in the third.
That was on White, double zero, block
So we'll have a block right here in front of us, and it's going to be two shots at the line here for Brindley Wright. That's two fouls on Lauren Dengler. In a 36-32 ball game, SK leading by four. It's been back and forth. Every time it feels like one team's going to pull away, Sky, the other team's had the answer. And the first shot at the line died on the back of the rim and dropped in for Brindley Wright. She has 13. Balanced scoring here for the Wildcats as they're hanging around. And the second shot, no good. Rebound is loose. Comes to Ella Gerster, and she scores. Boy, that thing pinballed around, and Gerster said, I'll take it, and then deposits it in the hoop. 36-35, 25 seconds left, third quarter. SK could play here for the last shot, if they wish, of the third quarter. Pump fakes, gets inside for Carly Drop. Now back out Dengler, into the corner, drop, a three there for SK, it's short. Rebound Gerster, 9 seconds left. Third quarter, Amadon gets across midcourt, feeding it to Brindley Wright. A three, no, rebound Eckert, that's going to do it. Three quarters in the books. SK girls lead 36-35 over Charlotte Valley. 8 minutes left to decide this game. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpthall is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter, Delaware League title game. Here from SUNY Delhi, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. And it's the SK girls leading Charlotte Valley in a nail-biter, 36-35. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors, including JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Jess Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center, Marabito Gresham Insurance, SFCU, as well as the Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, Circle of Life Ambulette in Hobart, and Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport. We'll be thanking all these sponsors as well during our next game tonight, which is the Delaware League Boys Championship game between the same two schools, SK and Charlotte Valley. That game's going to tip around 7:30. All right, here we go. A three to start the fourth quarter for SK is halfway down, but pops out, and Madison Reeves couldn't get it to go. And Charlotte Valley, now going left to right, will bring it back over midcourt. They'll go to the high post for Ella Gerster. Gerster inside. Her shot's too strong. Eckert with a rebound, and we got a foul on Charlotte Valley. Boy, it looks like we're going to have a whale of a finish here, Sky. What do you think?
I would agree. I mean, we got a one-point game. But on the bright side, both teams have scored more points than they did last game, right?
Yes, their regular season game was a one-point game. 34-33. One-point game right now, but still 7.5 minutes to go here on the big court at SUNY Delhi. Pass inside for Addie Eckert. Her jumper won't go. Rebound is on the far side for Madison Reeves. Keeps it alive. To the high post. Dengler back over to Reeves. They go inside for Eckert. Triple teamed. Puts it up. Lost control of it as she was going up. Great defense there by Charlotte Valley. They strip her. And back down the floor here for Gerster. Knocked out of her hands. It's going to go back to SK. with 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Rams have it with Carly Drop. And she'll get across midcourt. Drop splits the defenders, but then goes flying out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Charlotte Valley. She just got a little too out of control there. Trimble to the bench. And checking back in is Hannah Ransford. So Charlotte Valley trailing by a point, 36-35 here in the Delaware League Championship game. Walks it down the floor with Brindley Wright. She's got a team-high 13 points for Charlotte Valley. Addie Eckert has 17 on the other side for SK. Wildcats taking their time. They go to the far side. Brindley Wright. Chest pass for Jess Zuhl. They wheel it around back to Amadon. Left side pump fake. They take it inside. They find Gerster. She's blocked from behind by Eckert. And then we'll have a jump ball. Looked like Gerster was going to have a free and easy layup there, but good defense by SK to collapse in at the last minute. And so Charlotte Valley will have it on the baseline. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Charlotte Valley is. They get it in. Brindley Wright, a three. Got it. Brindley Wright now with 16 is going to give Charlotte Valley a two-point lead, 38-36. Big three there with the shot clock winding down. SK gets across midcourt. They go to Ransford. Neither team wants to quit. Here's Carly Drop, a three. It's too long. Ball into the corner. Both teams diving for it out of bounds, but it's going to go back to Charlotte Valley. And boy, Sky, Brindley Wright, when you need a shot tonight, she's been the one to hit it.
Seems like it. What do you think about the guarding the rope across the sidelines right now?
Boy, that as we got a timeout taken here by Charlotte Valley. Yeah, they have the rope that keeps this floor separate from the crowd, and it's almost taken out a couple of different players
exactly.
Tonight.
Exactly.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. 5:57 to go, fourth quarter. Charlotte Valley girls lead by two here in the Delaware League Championship game, 38-36 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 38-36 our score, as it is the Charlotte Valley girls leading South Courtright. And here we go, Sky. This is going to be a great finish. Every time it seems like one team is going to pull away, the other seems to have an answer. Can South Courtright tie this game back up? Charlotte Valley is going to have the ball coming out of the timeout. They'll have to go the full length of the floor. Still a lot of time left with just under 6 minutes to go.
I feel like every possession really matters, and of course it always does, right? But in this game where everything has been so close, so back and forth, I really feel like every possession really matters.
It does. It's a rare game where you feel like even a 2 or a 3 point lead just feels like a mountain to climb. Ball at midcourt, knocked out of bounds by Lauren Dengler, but it's going to stay with Charlotte Valley. So Brindley right in front of the scorer's table here will do the inbound duty for the Wildcats. Looking for options. She finally gets it into Amadon in front of the Charlotte Valley bench, and we got a foul on SK. And I think the foul shooting down the stretch is also going to be very big for these two teams. I feel like it could come down to that. Wildcats get it in. And they'll feed one into the corner back for Amadon in front of her own bench right side. Amadon for a short two. Not enough air under it, and a rebound on a short shot. Gets rebounded by SK, then kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams, though. Coming up on 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, boys game after this as well. Same two schools, Charlotte Valley and South Courtright. So a big-time rivalry matchup between the Wildcats and Rams tonight. SK cannot get it over midcourt again. Another 10-second call. And just stingy defense by the athletes here for Charlotte Valley.
I almost feel like they're not, I don't want to insult them, but paying attention to that 10 seconds because they're just dribbling around like they don't have to get across.
I mean, you often hear it, but, yeah, sometimes the lack of urgency there. It's like they just have fallen asleep a couple of times. There's Amadon for three. Boy, it looked good, but it went too far. Rebound on the far side for Dengler. Dengler in the backcourt, stuck in a tough position, throws it away. Jess Zuhl ahead now for Brindley Wright. Wright underneath, and she scores. Brindley Wright with 18. And that gives Charlotte Valley a four-point lead, 40-36. With 4:55 left. Eckert into the left side corner here for South Courtright. Eckert to the high post, steps through, and then we're going to have a foul here on Charlotte Valley. Eckert was going to the hoop, wouldn't be denied. I think a couple of Charlotte Valley fans wanted an extra step, a travel in there. They don't get it. Foul's going to be on the floor on Charlotte Valley, on Amadon, her first team second. SK gets it in. A three in the corner. Too much, but a rebound on the far side from Drop. The missed shot there was from Ransford. And then they step out of bounds. SK was trying to get reset, and they stepped out underneath the hoop on the baseline, going back to Charlotte Valley. And that clock's going to continue, or start, I should say, to be a little bit of an issue here for whoever's behind the rest of the way. They're going to have to keep an eye on it. Brindley Wright in the backcourt. Now to Natalie Amadon. They get across the midcourt timeline. They find Jess Zuhl. They go inside for Gerster. A turnaround shot, and she hits it. Gerster's got nine, and the lead is back to six for Charlotte Valley, 42-36. Rams with the basketball. They go to Dengler. And they try to go inside for Addie Eckert, and she had nowhere to go. It got knocked away. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Charlotte Valley. Coming up on 4 minutes left. Charlotte Valley in control, 42-36. They'll look to get it in. On the right side of the floor here for Amadon. Pulls it out into the corner in front of her own bench. They find Gerster again. Her jumper is too short. Rebound here for the Rams, and they got to go to work. Reeves across the midcourt timeline. Finds Carly Drop, but the pass was too tall, out of bounds, and back to Charlotte Valley. And SK trying to, kind of giving some of their chances away here. Trimble's into the game, and Carly Drop's going to get a break with 3:48 left here in the fourth quarter. Charlotte Valley, is these valuable seconds continue to tick away here, trying to pull off the upset. Here's Ella Gerster in the backcourt. Gerster with the pass ahead. Knocked out of there and scooped up by Trimble. Nora Trimble ahead for Madison Reeves. And now to the left side of the floor for Dengler. Dengler, scoop pass far side, back to Reeves. They go to Eckert. Finding Trimble in the corner for three. No. Rebound. Eckert fouled. Couldn't get the shot, but will go to the line with 3:25 left. And these are some big foul shots coming up here for the junior, Addie Eckert. 17 points on the night as SK tries to shovel themselves out of this hole. It was a good-looking shot from Trimble, just wouldn't go. And so Eckert to the line, here to shoot two. Team foul situation, Charlotte Valley with three, SK with one. Eckert taking her time, taking a deep breath, and the first shot is good for Addie Eckert. She has 18. Still not insurmountable for SK. And she hits both. Only a four-point game. 19 for Addie Eckert. And it's Charlotte Valley, 42. SK, 38, with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. They go inside for Gerster. And a foul on Eckert as Gerster tried to go up on the left low block. They will say it was on the floor. That's three fouls on Addie Eckert. She'll have to be careful the rest of the way. Charlotte Valley trying to inbound the basketball underneath the hoop to the left side with a four-point lead. They toss it up and they go to Kaylee Whitbeck. Now to Gerster on the left elbow, and she traveled. And SK down four with 3:10 left. They're going to have to get this press breaker out once again as the Wildcats are not going to call off the Dogs. Rams this time will break it. Right side of the floor, Madison Reeves, and she dribbled it out of bounds. just got going too fast for her own good and lost it. Coach Burrow saying, we just got to slow down a little bit here. Still lots of time. Charlotte Valley gets it across midcourt. They go to Gerster. Now back to Brindley Wright with 2:55 left, fourth quarter. Back up to Gerster. SK trying to apply a little bit of pressure here. They need a steal. Charlotte Valley trying to do the impossible for the first time in a long time here in the Delaware League. And now a double dribble is the call. With 2:42 left, it's going to go back to SK. Sky, and this clock continuing to tick down.
And it's a four-point game. As we said, it feels like it's a little more than that, but it's not at the same time.
Trimble gets around two defenders for SK, gives it back to Addie Eckert. Eckert steps in for a three, and the bank is open for Addie Eckert.
That was a two.
It was a long two. Wow, 21 now for Eckert. Back to a two-point game, and now, did we call a timeout? Yes, Charlotte Valley calls a timeout with 2:25 left. A two-point game, 42-40. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Let's set the scene for you here. Delaware League Championship game. Charlotte Valley girls leading by two, 42-40 over South Courtright with 2:25 remaining. And out of the timeout, Charlotte Valley will have the basketball. Brindley Wright trying to get it in and finally does to Amadon. SK bringing the house on the pressure. And Gerster gets across midcourt. 2:15 left. Charlotte Valley leading by two. Trying to be smart on this possession. They go to Gerster. Inside. Kicks one back out. Whitbeck. Her shot was short. Rebound SK. And Dengler will bring it down the floor left side. Dengler trying to take it inside. They go to Trimble in the corner. She just saved it from going out of bounds. Back out to Reeves. To the left side, a three here, in and out. Wouldn't go down for Hannah Ransford. And a rebound for Charlotte Valley with 1:45 to go. That shot whirled around the rim, but wouldn't go. Charlotte Valley leading by two. Coming up on a minute and a half to go. Fourth quarter here. Delaware League Championship game. Team foul situation, three for Charlotte Valley, two for SK. We'll see if that plays a factor. A shot down low for Charlotte Valley. Missed. Gerster a second chance. That won't go. And then a whistle. As it goes out of bounds, it'll stay with the Wildcats. Minute 20 left. Jess Zuhl is going to check back in. And Carly Drop's going to check back in. The first one for Charlotte Valley, now for SK. Two-point game. Charlotte Valley trying to knock off Goliath here in South Courtright. And are they going to get it in? Yes, they do, just in time to Jess Zuhl. Minute 15 to go here, fourth quarter. Charlotte Valley protecting a two-point lead in the girls' Delaware League Championship game. Here is Zuhl to the right side for Amadon. Shot clock's at 15, game clock at 105. Wildcats have it in front of their own bench going left to right. Amadon now leading for Zuhl. Shot clock is down to five. Here's Gerster with a good move, and then she's fouled on the floor by Addie Eckert. I think it was actually a good foul, otherwise she would have had the wide open layup.
Wide open, so you're right. It's not a bad foul, but the thing is now, as the shot clock resets again, we got 55.3 seconds, as well as that is her fourth.
Four fouls on Addie Eckert. Charlotte Valley looks to get it in. And they have a corner three here. It's off the back of the rim. Both teams fighting for the rebound. It's on the floor. It's a fight for it there, and we got a jump ball. With 48 seconds left, the arrow again keeps it with the Wildcats of Charlotte Valley as they lead 42-40, and SK just cannot get this ball back. Okay, so they had the arrow incorrect here at the table. The book overrules them. Ball's going back to SK. We'll take a timeout. Two-point game here. 48 seconds left. We'll pause for 30 seconds on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
48 seconds left. Charlotte Valley girls leading 42-40. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. All right, so they fixed the arrow. South Courtright will get the ball here, Sky. Still a lot of time left. 48 seconds, even in this game, doesn't feel like a lot, but I think SK's just got to not panic here, right?
Yeah, and you want to get a good shot, right? I mean, you're not out of this game. Don't feel like you are. Don't feel like we need, you know, a bunch of buckets to get back into it. We need one, right? One ties it, or a three takes the lead. But make it be a good shot, right? You don't want to just force something up. We got plenty of time, and that's what the focus has to be.
Charlotte Valley bringing some pressure. Now South Courtright wants to take a timeout. Coach Burroughs, I think, just wanted to see how Charlotte Valley was going
to
set up there on the press.
Actually, I think he wants
to advance it.
Yep.
All right, so he's going to take a timeout, and SK will advance, so everybody will have to come back and redo it again. Two-point game, 42-40. We'll be right back. Charlotte Valley on top on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. South Courtright will have the ball to the right side of the floor. Rams have it, 40 seconds, down by two. SK working it around, still lots of time. Eckert at the high post. They feed it inside to her, feeds it off the drop on the far side. She missed the layup, and a rebound by Charlotte Valley. And then Jess Zuhl.
I believe that was on Eckert, too. I believe.
Oh, this might be on Eckert, which would be her fifth. We got an injured South Courtright player on the far side. Looked like an ankle injury. It was not Drop who took that shot, my mistake. I'm trying to see who that is over on the far side here for SK with 26 seconds left. So, yeah, that's going to be the foul on Addie Eckert, which will be her fifth. I don't even know if... Yeah, Eddie just figured out that that was her fifth. So they're going to have to do it without her. We're going to have to take an injury timeout here. We'll be right back. 26 seconds left, fourth quarter, in a whale of a game here in the Delaware League Girls Championship game. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Madison Reeves was the injured player, limping off here, ankle injury. It was the fifth foul on Addie Eckert. So with 26 seconds left, Charlotte Valley leading 42-40. Could they pull this off? They're going to have the ball.
It's going to come down to free throws. I mean, the jump ball possession is theirs. Any foul from here, I mean, South Corey has to foul because if they don't, the game's over, the shot clock's off, 26.2. So it's going to come down to free throws for Charlotte Valley here.
Yeah, it's going to come down to smart decision-making, free throw shooting, and a couple of new players in now for South Courtright that are going to have to step up. As Lexi Hendrickson is in for the first time tonight here for SK. Is that a five-second call or a timeout? It's going to be a timeout, just bailing out Natalie Amadon, who couldn't quite get it in time. And Charlotte Valley's going to take that with 25 seconds left. We'll keep it right here on WCDO. I want to thank all our special sponsors here for tonight's game, including JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, as well as Mirabito Energy Products and Jess Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. We also have Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright, Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport, as well as Clark's Farms Creamery of Delhi and Sportsfield Specialties here in Delhi as well. Wow. So we could be witnessing history here. 25 seconds left, fourth quarter. It's been a great game. This game, a couple of different lead changes where one team got ahead by 4, 6, even 8 points, but it's been pretty much a two-point game the whole way.
And here I am saying it's going to come down to free throw shooting. Well, that can't happen if they can't get the ball in. And SK is doing a phenomenal job, and they have been the whole game, but really the second half, it's been a challenge for Charlotte Valley getting the ball inbounds. So right now they got to be drawing something up to get the ball. I mean, ideally to your best free throw shooter, but just we got to get it inbounds.
Got to get it inbounds. It almost feels like if you overthink it, you're going to pay. So you got to get it in. And they're going to advance this ball to midcourt. So Charlotte Valley will have it in front of the scorer's table, between the scorer's table and their bench, pretty much. So Natalie Amadon here at midcourt will look to get it in. And they're looking to get the ball to Brindley Wright, and they just get it in. They find Jess Zuhl in the right corner. Zuhl will dribble out of trouble. Now they go to Brindley Wright. SK has not fouled yet. Wright back near midcourt and finally is fouled. Boy, she had her tippy toes on the midcourt line. That was very dangerous.
That was close. But they let so much time run off the clock there. I would have imagined as soon as the ball gets in, you either go for a quick trap and then maybe a steal out of that. But once it gets out of that, that's where you have to foul.
16 seconds left, two-point game. Charlotte Valley leading by two, and this puts Brindley Wright, who's got 18 points on the line here for Charlotte Valley. First shot for Brindley is no good. SK stays alive, keeping it a one-possession game even if she hits this shot. Second shot for Brindley Wright, in and out, rebound SK, and a timeout here taken by Josh Burrows. 15.4 left. SK is going to have the ball down two, 42-40. We'll step away. Delaware League Championship game for the girls here on CDO. Stay tuned.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Here we go, 15.4 seconds left. Delaware League Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. Charlotte Valley girls leading by two. SK has the ball, though. They go to the left side. Nora Trimble for three. Hit the rim. No, wouldn't go down. Out of bounds. It's staying with SK, though. A good-looking shot from Trimble there. Ball out with 9 seconds left. Carly Drop will inbound it. Addie Eckert is fouled out. She's not an option. Carly Drop gets it in. They find Trimble. And they go to the far side. A three here is good. It's good. Charlotte Valley down by one. At half court, they're not going to get the shot off. And SK wins. 43-42. The streak is alive for the Rams. Off the bench, that was Lexi Hendrickson. Was that Lexi? Lexi Hendrickson, who subbed in literally a minute and a half ago when Addie Eckert fouled out, hits the shot. Heard around the world, heard around Delaware County, and SK wins 43-42, ripping the hearts out of Charlotte Valley. I also think they missed a travel on that last possession. You feel for the Wildcats. The pass that went over to Hendrickson, I'm pretty sure they traveled. It doesn't matter. SK wins 43-42. Unbelievable.
Wow. We got a boys game after this.
How do you even put that into words? Tears of joy from the SK bench here. An unbelievable moment. All right. I mean, that's crazy. We're going to take a quick break. We have to here to let that sink in. Post-game show coming up. SK survives 43-42 in dramatic fashion in the Delaware League Championship game on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Again, the SK girls win the 2023-2024 championship here for the Delaware League, 43-42. JV call-up Lexi Hendrickson, who checked into the game only because Addie Eckert fouled out. A JV call-up hits that three in the biggest moment of her life so far. And SK wins. They're down by two. They end up winning by a point. So let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Charlotte Valley, a team high 18 for Brindley Wright, 9 for Ella Gerster, 7 for Natalie Amadon, 6 for Jessica Zuhl, and 2 for Kaylee Whitbeck here. On the other side for SK, 21 for Addie Eckert. That's a game high, followed by 6 points from Carly Dropp, 4 for Madison Reeves, 3 for Lexi Hendrickson, the biggest 3 of her life, 4 for Lauren Dengler, 3 for Nora Trimble, and 2 for Hannah Ransford. All right, time for our three awards here, Sky. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. We're going to go with Addie Eckert, a game high 21. Yes, she fouled out, but she kept them in this game here tonight.
All 21 were huge. You know, it's almost half of their team's points, just above her average, basically what she averaged, but she was huge for them, especially in that second half.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. We're going to go with Brindley Wright. 18 points tonight for Charlotte Valley. Was tremendous on offense and on defense. Those early steals, or I should say steals throughout the game, that pressure from Charlotte Valley was deadly tonight.
And she was deadly all night, too. I mean, she was on fire from shooting. She did a lot of great things for him.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. How do you not give it to the JV call-up, the game-winning three, Lexi Hendrickson with the buzzer? Well, not the buzzer beater, but pretty close to it here tonight for the Rams.
It was unbelievable. I didn't even know about the JV call-up. I mean, for a JV call-up, that's unbelievable.
We were screened again by the official where Lexi was and hit that shot. I couldn't quite see who it was. I saw the ball get reversed to the right side. The shot goes up. It's in. Then it's pandemonium. Then there's bodies flying everywhere. The celebration, the dog pile. I look over at the scorers table here and I say, was that Lexi Hendrickson? They said yes. And that's all she wrote. SK wins 43-42. All right, we still got a boys game to go. SK and Charlotte Valley. Hit rewind. They're going to do it again, but this time on the boys' side. Going to be the Delaware League Championship game coming up in just a few minutes. Again, final score 43-42. SK girls win their 14th straight Delaware League Championship here tonight with a one-point victory over Charlotte Valley. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back in a few minutes on WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.